Be a good team player. Everyone is judged by the others in the team as being in one of three categories, either as a positive, beneficial addition to the team, or a neutral factor, meaning this person is not particularly helpful, but he/she is not harmful either, or as being a negative, troublemaking factor in the team. These people are more trouble than they are worth. Your mission is to be a beneficial addition to the team. And if you cannot do that, then would you please strive hard not to be a troublemaker? Question: do you know anyone in your team who seems to create more trouble than they're worth? These people may be highly qualified in terms of their technical skills, but the problem is in the negative effect that these people have on the productive atmosphere of the team. There are some people who don't realize that the emotional component of a team's performance is very important. So, highly competent people with terrific technical skills may still, on closer examination, be a negative factor because they upset the team's emotional balance. This may be by using harsh language, or by seeming to be rude, or by acting in an arrogant or selfish manner, or by belittling a subordinate colleague. It is important to be a beneficial addition to the team. You can do this best by recognizing that the team functions at its best when the atmosphere in the team is positive, friendly, goal-focused, and cooperative. Each of those terms is important: positive, friendly, goal-focused, cooperative. Let us look at each in turn. Positive means optimistic for the future. Being positive means thinking that the future will be fine. Negative means the opposite. Negative people hold the presumption that the future will not be fine. So it is important that you don't overdose on pessimism, and fear, and worry. Instead, try to project the idea that if we work well, things will turn out well. The future is bright. Friendly. Friendly means that you speak to people in friendly ways. This means that you don't berate them, or swear too much, or make fun of them, even as a joke. Friendly means taking the time to say good morning, and thank you, and being polite, even during tough times. Unfriendly behavior will smash a team's spirit. So be cautious. Be friendly. Goal-focused. Although being friendly is on the list, we are not at work to make friends. We are at work to achieve goals. If the organization does not achieve its goals, then its future is limited. So goal focus is one of the most important attributes of any team. It may even be the most important attribute of a team. So, make sure that everything you do and everything you say contributes to the achievement of the goal. Or at least, make sure that your actions do not hinder the achievement of the team's goals. Cooperative. Since no one person acting singly can achieve big goals, then we all need to gain the cooperative assistance of others. Therefore, you must gain the reputation for being a cooperative person. Cooperative means that you take the initiative to assist others. You pull in your share of the work. You never shirk your responsibilities. You look for ways to help your teammates who may be struggling. Don't be uncooperative. Don't argue with people just for the sake of it. Some people argue a point simply because they like the entertainment value of an argument. Don't leave a mess behind you in the kitchen. Don't forget to offer the others a cup of tea when you go to make your own. If you see someone struggling with the door, hold it open for them. Think carefully about how you can make the lives of your fellow team members better. If you make their lives better, then you will be considered to be a positive, beneficial addition to the team. If you don't, you won't. Make the lives of your fellow team members better.